We pray for loyalty. And we thank you for the love of friends. We thank you for family. So many of us are gathered here together and will be with those we love later on this day. We thank you for the newborn. We thank you for the newly baptized. And we thank you for those who are now in your eternal home, who we hold in our hearts today. We praise you for the renewal of nature and for the continuing witness of the Church of Jesus Christ. God of eternity, you are with us. You are present with us because of Christ rising from the dead. And you persist in lifting us to new life in him, even when we go kicking and screaming. You continue to lift us to be more and more like him. We bring to you our prayers for this world in need of resurrection. God, you know the needs, you know the hearts. And we pray that day by day, that your will might be done, that all might be seen as equal, that all might be seen as lovely, that all might be seen as your children. Especially, God, we pray for nations and we pray for people in strife. We pray for Israel, we pray for Gaza, we pray for Ukraine, we pray for all those people whose lives have been turned upside down because of warfare and hatred and war. We pray for the poor. We pray for the impoverished. We pray for the homeless. Not only here in our country, but all over the world. We pray for those we know in particular circumstances. Today we pray especially for Jane as she prepares to go in for her surgery early. We pray that you would be with her and with the doctors and nurses and staff and all those who will walk with her during this surgery. And that you will certainly continue to be with her as she recovers. We pray for all of those who follow the risen Christ. And it is through the same Jesus Christ that we pray, the same who taught us to pray the prayer that we know so well. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.